Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now celebrating 17 years of broadcasting success, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again, both for our radio audience here in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com. We're glad that you all could be with us. Also, those tuning in to our online affiliates around the world, we're glad that you all could join us as well. I was just saying to my next guest, it's hard to believe, but I actually discovered Parker Gray on Instagram. She's a recording artist that is not only talented, but also has music that I know you guys are going to love. The single that my Mississippi audience definitely would know is Before You Leave. It's a single we featured as Parker was our Artist of the Week. We're going to talk to her about that single, but also about what it's been like for her to do music and to share that literally with the world and let you guys know how to stay connected with her as we're going throughout the rest of this year. Parker, thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. This is so fantastic. I appreciate this so much.
Look, I appreciate you. And like I said, I mean, it is so funny. I love being on social media to actually be social and to find out about great books and great music. And I actually was using the hashtag new music. That's how I found you, actually. And so you were talking about two of your singles and encouraging your audience to go there. So, of course, I did just that, went over to our friends at Amazon and got them. So what has this experience been like for you, Parker? I mentioned the single Before You Leave. I've already wrote a review on Amazon of that, but also you have Do Over. What has it been like for you to see the way that people around the world are responding to your music?
Yeah, well, thank you for the review. That's very appreciated. It's been crazy, honestly. I wrote Do Over in 2017, and then I wrote Before You Leave in 2019, and then I have another single coming out this June, and all of them are about the same guy in the same relationship, and I think this is the first time, I know, it's perfect. this poor guy. Well, not poor guy, but, you know. Thanks for the content, but it's been wild. It's been scary. It's been exciting. It's been vulnerable. It's been all the things. And I think releasing the music during the pandemic has also been very interesting because we can't play live. And just before the pandy really popped off here in Vancouver, I was doing a showcase and I was like so excited because I was booking all these shows and I was ready to like, you know, be on stage for most of the year. And then that all got taken away. So yeah. It's been interesting to kind of pivot and shift and be more on social and find different avenues of, like, how do you get your music out to people? So, like, you saying that you used the hashtag new music and it worked is, like, I'm like, man, I'm glad I'm doing something right.
Right.
It's just different. It's very different, yeah. But it's awesome because I think people need music more than ever right now.
I could not agree with you more. And let me just commend you on something else, Parker, because one of the things I did, and that is a true story. I literally was using the hashtag new music, found you there. But when we went to feature you, I normally have in my mind, okay, if I'm going to feature an artist, I want to be able to bring them on the radio show in Mississippi or on our online platform to be able to share their story. And I had so much fun actually watching your other interviews. And what I love about your interviews is that you are just you. So I wanted to ask you, is that something that's always been a gift of yours, just to be yourself?
Oh, that's so funny. I think I've always kind of been quirky and I've always been a little like out there and like excitable. But I think in the last couple years, I've probably leaned way more into just being myself and being myself on social and not being so curated and so perfect. And I think authenticity is so important. And I've gone through lots of things in life and so has everybody else. And I think what's interesting about that is we all go through very similar things, yet we often keep our cards close. And I'm like, but that's one of the things that makes us all human and relatable. And so I kind of got to a point where I was like, you know, I'm just going to be me and either you like it or you don't. And that's fine. You can't like everybody or everything, but that's one of the things that makes me me. So I've just really dove into being myself and not and not trying to be this perfect idea of what an artist is supposed to be or what a person's supposed to be. So I'd say I've always kind of been a little wild, but I've probably leaned into it way more in the last couple of years of just like, okay, this is it. This is who I am. Hope y'all enjoy it.
Well, I think that's a great connection, though, Parker, to the music, because, again, when people hear Before You Leave, I think they'll feel that connection, and I think your being real is kind of what draws people to you. Do you find that it has been a gift for you in that way, that people feel like, you know what, you're singing my story, you're singing something that I experienced?
Yeah, I've had very small number of people come through and be like, oh, my goodness, this is exactly what I went through. And I mean, Before You Leave was based off of, like, I made it very conversational because a lot of what I was going through at the time was simply, like, the person's tone is changing. They're not texting as much. Like, everything was so simple. And I'm like, I was trying to make it these creative, like, well-thought-out one-liners. And I was like, no, this is just what it is. So, like, let's make it simple. And I think that is what has made people attach to it and make it more universal for them as well. And it's something that I have always had a hard time with, is just being not, I guess, conversational, but just simple and, like, to the point. And I feel like I really nailed that in Before You Leave. And the next single to come is even more gut-wrenchingly sad. So I hope that people love it. I hope I connect. I just want to connect with people.
Right. And I think connection is so important. I wanted to ask you this question. I mean, have you always known that music was that thing for you? I mean, for some people, it's journaling. It's the written word. But have you always known that music was going to be that escape for you?
Yeah. Well, so growing up, I was incredibly obsessed with music. And my immediate family was not musically inclined in any facet. So I think my aunt was one of the only people in my world that was very musically inclined, and she always pushed me to do things and be musical and artistic. And I grew up being so obsessed with music and listening to the radio and my CDs and analyzing music and songs. And when the internet popped off, it was like, this is a whole new world for discovery for me. But growing up in a small town, I didn't know what the trajectory would be or how do I get there. So I think I, like, kind of went off the beaten path for a while, but it's always been in the back of my mind, like, being on stages and, like, dreaming of those big stadiums and writing songs. And it's always been there. And I think that constant hum and itch of it is just the thing that's kind of pushed me to keep getting closer and closer and closer. So it feels so good now to know, like, I'm writing all the time and I'm being creative all the time and I'm sharing my music with people. And hopefully one day that's completely full time.
Yeah. I have a feeling you probably are right in that it will be. I want to say, for those who are just tuning in on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome recording artist Parker Gray to our program. We're talking to Parker not only about her musical journey, but what it's been like for her to share that with all of you. She has music that's out right now through your favorite online retailer. Of course, our partner is Amazon, but you can get it on other sites as well. Have you gotten used to that? Because that's some of the posts I've seen you making, Parker, is about the amount of response you're getting. Have you gotten used to the fact that people are streaming and listening to your music, again, all over the world?
No, it blows my mind, honestly. Like, I look at some of the metrics and the data about where people are listening from, like Brazil and France and, like, places around the world that I had to Google because I was like, I don't know where this is. Like, I would like to think I'm fairly cultured. Like, I know I'm not silly and I'm not dumb, but, like, where is this? So it's fascinating to me. And I think that's, like, the beauty of this digital age that we live in. Like, you can be anywhere in the world and discover someone, like, just like you did. I'm not used to it yet, but it's so funny because we play this crazy numbers game of, like, these many streams and growing this following and this fan base and this number. And you sometimes you get so caught up in that and you forget that, like, those streamers and the people listening are people. And, like, that's the reason why you do it. It's not just for those numbers. So it's so fascinating to me that people like what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And I hope because they continue to.
Well, I think that is going to be one of the constants. So I have to ask you then, kind of where we began this conversation, Parker, and that is what your plans were for 2020. Then, of course, we all were kind of I think the phrase sheltering in place, I think we all have gotten to know what that means, and I think we will look at that and probably have flashbacks of what was where we were when that was happening. But is that one of the things you're looking forward to this year, actually being in front of people and feeling that energy again?
Yeah, I mean, here in Canada, I don't know when that's going to be. It's a very different dynamic here. I mean, all my friends in Nashville are out playing, and I'm so jealous. But, I want to be doing shows. I want to work on my live show. I want to be a better performer for my audience and have people that have no idea who I am discover me, because shows are the best way to do that. So I'm really looking forward to that. With that said, though, the pandemic was actually really good for me in some ways. And in that way, from like a musical songwriting standpoint, like I was connecting with people that I could never connect with before because everybody went digital, and it forced people to be on Zoom that would normally be like, nope, I only write in writer's rooms. So
yeah.
It opened up my songwriting team immensely. And I wrote, I think so far we've already, like since last March, I think I've already bagged about 220 songs. And
oh wow,
we're still going. Like my team of writers, we all write so much together. We're writing two or three times a day, and it's just the hustle. And it's been so good to me in some ways. And the pandemic has been very hard on my mental health and my physical health, and it has for many. But when I look at it, I've had one amazing silver lining, and that was connection with people and writing so many fantastic songs.
Wow. Well, look, we're looking forward to what's to come for sure. Again, everyone, recording artist Parker Gray has been our guest. Make sure you guys do support the music. Again, go to your favorite online retailer, let people know what you're listening to, and make sure you guys are staying connected with Parker. So, Parker, let them know, where is the best place for them to find you?
Best place to find me, Instagram at Parker Gray, PARKERGRAYE. And then you can also find me on Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, all the places. And then all my music is on all the major streaming platforms.
All right. So make sure you guys do check her out. Parker, thank you so much for this. I really do appreciate you dropping by the show. I know we're going to have you on Amazon Live as well. I'm excited about that. And definitely looking forward to our next conversation together.
Thank you so much for having me. Honestly, it means so much to a little independent Canadian artist like myself to be on this show and for you to share my music with your audience. It does truly mean the world. So thank you so much to you and your listeners.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Now let's go make today amazing. Take care.